Aloha everybody, it's Paul here from the War HQ in the War Room, and we're sitting here at breakfast in sunny Poland. I'm sitting here with Dave Nolan from WTC, the World Team Championship of Bolt Action. And we've had a long weekend, Dave.
Dobre, yes we have. It's been a very interesting weekend. We went to the Expo.
We did.
I think you covered that already. That was great. We had an interesting trip with good old Ryanair, the cheapest airline that goes backwards. And I gathered from my accent you'll think I'm fully in support of a good Irish airline that goes backwards. And we're in this, what can only be classed as a mecca of a hotel for gaming.
Does that mean it faces east?
It not only faces east, west, north, south, up and down, but I've got to say that I'm overly impressed with what my Polish hosts have managed to put out of the bag. This place is amazing, and to run an event like the WTC, Bolt Action WTC here, is going to be awesome.
Yeah. So we turned up on Sunday night.
We fell out of the taxi exhausted, yes.
And taxi was easy to get. It was literally a 5-minute ride. Cost us a fiver UK.
Yep. 20 to 26 zloty.
Yep. So it was very cheap and easy to get to. Arrived in the middle of the night, and we were fairly impressed in the evening with the first take on the hotel.
Yeah, I personally, I got out of the taxi, I took a look at the frontage of the hotel, and I thought, this is not a hotel. This looks a bit too nice for a 3-star hotel. In the light of day, it's still very nice. The inside
it's a bit tighter from the outside, but the inside is lovely. Yeah. What's best to describe, it's a conference hotel, but quite a small conference hotel compared to American ones.
Yeah, it has a touch of class about it, but not to an extent where you worry if you're wearing sandals like I do, or a torn t-shirt like I am, or you're dressed in a suit and tie. I think you can feel comfortable here no matter what.
The staff here were really friendly as soon as we arrived.
Extremely.
And we had a little present on arrival from Adam.
The host here, and two cold beers at 1 o'clock in the morning. They went down a treat as my non-alcoholic friend Paul here sat and sipped on putrid water from a tap.
It was lovely water. It was lovely water.
And I've got to say that those beers helped me sleep well. Thank you very much, Adam. Thank you to the world.
So the room itself, very functional, very clean. It's not particularly disrepair. You will, of course, need your adapters, lads, but apart from that.
Of course, yeah. Yes. They're most important. You can't do your podcasts, you can't do your Googles, and you definitely can't do your phone calls home to the loved ones or ignore them either.
But the hotel's got Wi-Fi, so don't panic too much, lads.
No, it's a very, very good hotel. I don't think we need to talk too much more about the hotel. This is a hotel that people will walk into and go, I've seen a lot better, but not at this price, and I've seen a lot worse, more expensive.
Yeah, well, price is worth touching on. Roughly how much was twin room?
I think it was around 20 or 30 pounds for two people for a twin room per night.
So you've got an idea of the cost, guys.
With a buffet breakfast, so that is literally unlimited. For those of us who have a stature a bit bigger than our jeans.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm more looking at my own toes, because it's the first time in months I've seen my toes.
Yeah, so moving on to the venue itself as a gaming venue, we are in the fortunate position of having to look for more space within this hotel.
We have the potential fortunate position, and the hotel has been very accommodating, in fact, to such an extent where we to make a decision today on booking rooms for the actual event, we would be able to section off an entire aspect of the hotel for the privacy of the function.
Yeah,
which is amazing, with its own lift system, its own toilet system area and reception area. It's just amazing. More photographs will, of course, be leaked slowly.
We'll tease you guys. Tease
indeed. The functionality of the rooms, we've been a very professional approach. We've been sitting down with scissors, a piece of paper, and tools like rulers, etc., to get exact dimensions of the rooms and make up paper replicas of our tables and the spaces we wish between each table, which is keenly important because the comfortability of a player within any game, whether it's the top table or it's the bottom table, you want to be able to put your stuff down and just relax.
And you don't want to be rubbing butts with your neighbour on the next table.
Unless you happen to be sharing the bedroom with them at the same time. But that's between you
that's
and your service.
That's a different story for a completely different podcast.
Yes, that's between you and your service internet provider. And we'll leave that one alone there, gentlemen. Right.
So we're looking into making sure we've got enough space at the tables for the players.
The players, yeah.
The tables themselves, we've been looking at those.
Well, not only have we been looking at those, we have had a number of meetings. And one of those meetings has procured sponsorship for four handmade...
Yeah.
I nearly said disposable. That's wrong. The tractable tables that package up beautifully, and there'll be a bit more information on that both on our upcoming Facebook pages and our upcoming website.
Yeah. So we've got that deal in place. So there's going to be some very special top tables as the tables themselves. Mm-hmm. We're looking into designing the table scenery.
Yes, we're going to have some. I'm going to try this one online. Topographs.
Yeah, something like that. Topographical, I don't know.
The
map.
The plan of the table.
The plan of
the table. Elevation and plan. And we're going to start looking at designing those, taking into account the needs of Bolt Action and the desire to try and replicate, not necessarily significant circumstances or scenarios from history, but replicate the environment around so that we can give optional table choices, whether it's industrial base, whether it's in the middle of large cities, hamlets, or desert terrain. Yeah. So, yeah, we're looking.
We're putting a bit of thought into that. Tables need to look good, but they need to play well as well. No use having 10 lines of bocage in front of you guys. So
potentially, this is going to be one of the most prestigious events regarding for Bolt Action, due to the fact that we're offering for the a team of four from each country at the moment, potentially more teams. But a team of four, potentially the best players, and they want to be able to get onto a table and play with a good flow without the table playing against them and their opponent. They want to be able to flow through the games and get a success or failure rate based on their skill level, not because they happen to be put on a table that just, you know, doesn't work as a gaming table.
And we're looking to keep everything flowing as much as possible in gaming terms. So we are looking to put together a tournament of a referee team.
Yeah, that's
at the moment.
That's presently being looked at. But most importantly, and I'll hearken back, we have the representatives page. And before we make any further divulgence of leakages, everything must go through the representatives page. We must come to some form of consensus that the whole idea is the event must and will run as a priority. And then the flow of the games is our job to ensure that we have things tied down and things are clear to both the players, their representatives and their captains.
And on that point, because this is going out to a more general public, we've heard us mention representatives. Dave, if I want my country to come, how do I get a representative or find out who he is potentially?
Well, if your country isn't already represented, and I'm sure Paul here will post this up on his...
I thought he was going to ask me who they all are. There's too many for me to remember.
There's quite a few. I mean, the key thing is we're going to get more information put up. We're going to get a Facebook page put up which will list out exactly who your representatives are. And we will work in conjunction, actually, with the Bolt Action page. We've been in discussions with them and we'll work in conjunction with them. The key thing is that you approach a representative and they will be able to then organise within their own country. And they have full anonymity here. That's autonomy, is it?
Autonomy, not
autonomy.
They could be anonymous, but it won't help them very much.
No. So they will have the choice on how the teams are picked. I run similar systems and some representatives pick via vote. Some representatives pick via league. Some representatives are just forced to pick the closest people to them. And generally some people say, can you go? Yes. Can you afford to go? Yes. Right, you're coming. Yeah. And as I said, the key thing is, it is not bums on seats. It's actually getting the event moving forward for the benefit of Bolt Action. My dream is that we will have a world community of Bolt Action where every country will have the freedom to move from one country to another and play within their tournaments and their league systems, and we build a greater communication going down.
Yeah, so I mean, one of the things that thoughts of people come is, what is expected of these representatives? Right. For those countries that don't have them, what do we expect of a representative? How much time and energy do they have to put into this?
To be very, very honest, it's very limited. It's, as I just described, it's how they decide they want to pick the team. Now, being a representative does not mean that that person is on the team. That's their choice. I have, as I said, in other systems, I have representatives from at least 8 countries who pick teams but don't include themselves as a player, in order so that they're not giving themselves an advantage. That is a concern that I've noticed on the Bolt Action page recently, that how are people picked, who has the right to pick, etc. So if you're from a country that doesn't have a representative, contact myself or Paul, and we will get you on the representative page, or we'll find an appropriate person from your country who wishes to be a representative. They'll come on, they'll have a look at our rule set as we bring them out, and they'll have a viewpoint and a vote on the rule set, of course, because it needs to be something that is that everyone is happy with. There will be some forms of compromises here and there, but in order for any event to run, we need to have, you know, a consistent approach. The amount of work that a representative does, I think if you ask the representatives at the moment, what have they done? They've looked at the posts that I put up, they've read them, and they've liked them, or they haven't liked them.
A few guys have commented. It's all been very civilised at the moment. Everybody seems to go, yeah, basically, you're going in the right road.
It's a general relaxed approach. We have just under a year before the event comes up. The representatives will pick 4 people in their team, and those teams then will have an allocated captain from which I will set up a captain's page, and then further rules will be discussed, but all rule queries will be open and viewed upon by the representatives only.
So that's the representatives. Fantastic stuff. What else do we need to say about the WTC at this stage that folk might be interested in?
It's a team event. It's not mano a mano. It is a collaboration of 4 people coming together to work as a team to try and achieve their best result, which allows so many tactical approaches by the captain to figure out how they're going to best deploy their team to work well. The team plays versus another team on tables adjacent to each other, so the team is always kept close together. They're not spread around the room as individuals. They're kept close together. We're in discussion at the moment with the forms of communication allowed between each team, but don't worry, we'll tie that down. For example, if Team Ireland was to play Team Scotland, and 3 people from Team Scotland won and 1 person lost, then Scotland would then go on to the next stage. Ireland would also go on to the next stage, because it is not a knockout system, but a tournament point system, which you accumulate. It's very early in the morning in Poland.
Oh, he's too nervous about being online.
I wish. Anyway, so you accumulate these points, and at the end of the event, the people with the highest points, with point breaks, etc., are the winners. The key thing about this is how you judge who plays who. And that system will become more public in time. Myself, I've put it to the representatives. They love it.
I'm going to take his whiskey away from him.
It is.
Is that apple juice? I'm sure it's whiskey.
I don't know what time in the morning is it. So there's a lot of things yet to be discussed and worked out with the representatives, but generally it's going ahead. We're booking the rooms today.
We are.
The rooms are being booked today, and we will then have an idea of full capacity in the next couple of days, weeks after we speak to the representatives, and we'll move forward from there.
Yeah, so this is starting to sound like there's an awful lot of money being sunk into this. How much is this going to cost? Are we going to need to take a mortgage out for this?
Oh, you're going to have to take a mortgage twice over. Yeah, this is going to cost thousands and thousands and thousands of pennies. It's going to cost a total of, we're still in discussion, between 60 and 65 euros. Now, what do you get for 60 to 65 euros? Well, you don't get a lot, because we only give you 2 days.
You get three nights in a hotel here.
You actually get three nights in the hotel, but not in the ticket price. I do apologize.
That's true.
So we're only going to give you 2 days solid of great gaming on fantastic tables with fantastic scenery. And that will always be under development and under review because we want to improve and improve. I think we'll give you lunches on both days as well.
Lunches?
Yeah, we'll give you lunches.
We can't possibly do that for 60 euros.
Well, we will. Okay. And do you know what? Sod that. Let's throw in an evening meal as well for you guys. So an evening meal, two lunches, possibly even a seminar / quiz. Haven't decided on that yet. But yeah, all in a fantastic hotel. So yeah, it's breaking your bank, guys. It's breaking your bank. Why is it so cheap? It's so cheap because it's developed so that it can be affordable by everyone. This isn't a profit-making venture. None of this whole event, of which it will include at least one or two other aspects to it, is a profit-making venture. It is a way to try and bring the communities together, to work together, so that our fantastic and awesome game just grows.
Exactly. Is there anything more that needs to be said?
I'd love a whiskey right now.
Well, on that note then, we will probably run off to the bar. You will hear the sound and pitter-patter of maybe rather large feet and sandals as we go to the bar. If you have any questions, guys, you can contact me on Facebook. You all know where I am. And you can contact we don't have a WTC public page yet, do we?
That's under development. It'll be the Bolt Action WTC page. It'll be public, and everyone can get on it, and everyone has a point of view and stuff. And understand, when we do make that page and we do open it up, any of the comments that are made will be taken back to the representatives page and discussed, and decisions made from that point on.
Excellent. So, from sunny Poland, well, the sun's actually gone in for once. It's boiling over here.
It is. It's quite warm. Keep that darn kilt on, mate. Keep that kilt on.
We shall say arrivederci or something. I don't know. It's definitely not Polish, but goodbye, lads. See you later. And mahalo for now.
Ciao.